this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It is Thursday. And you know, when you get to Thursday, there's nothing quite like Thursday, because you know tomorrow is Friday, and then the weekend is here. So welcome to our podcast on Thursday, September 8, 2016. And today, let's talk about an unfriendly faith. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 1, the scripture says, "An unfriendly man pursues selfish ends. He defies all sound judgment." I love this verse. An unfriendly man pursues selfish ends. He defies all sound judgment. You ever wonder why people are just unfriendly? I mean, are they shy, or is there a selfish intent? I mean, we all know that person who that's, we know them in our life, don't we? We wonder, okay, are they just not happy? Are they just frustrated with us? Do they just not like us? And we really do ask ourselves, I think internally, are they just shy? Or maybe there is a selfish intent there? You know, I think when we are most unfriendly is when we are probably dealing with our greatest insecurities. You see, if I am fearful of being embarrassed because of my words, the focus is all on me and not on Christ and others. There's a need for me to get over me and get on with God. You see, it is not about self, but about selfless love of people. I would have given anything had I known this in my 20s and 30s, because I've spent most of my adult life with it being about me, not being about Christ. And I'll bet many of you can relate to that and even understand it at a personal level. There is a great need for us to get over us. You see, if Christ is the center of our thinking, then we totally trust him in growing with our social skills. Silence can send the wrong message at times. Now, you know, I am, believe it or not, an introvert. I would prefer nice, quiet, stay at home with Jenny than I would a party any day. But now, if someone silently judges another without seeking to understand and clarify their position, there follows conceit and arrogance. Conversely, friendliness can facilitate a safe environment so that relationships can emerge and grow in grace. However, an attitude of contempt tends to make matters worse by not extending grace and attempting to understand. Proverbs 18:3 says, "When wickedness comes, so does contempt, and with shame comes disgrace." An unfriendly face can release selfish signals. It repels warmth. It rejects intimacy. What does the expression on your face communicate? Does it communicate acceptance, or does it communicate rejection? Does it communicate anger, or does it communicate peace? Do you invite others into your emotional space with a pleasant expression, or do you dismiss them with a face without feeling? How we look often is a translation of what's happening in our heart. Occasionally, Jenny will say to me, "You're not right." Now, that statement has a load of meanings, because I am often not right. But what she is saying to me is, "Chuck, you're not the usual you. You're not acting as the Chuck that I know." And when she reminds me that, it is usually because there's something in my facial expression, or there's something going on in the way I'm carrying my life that is saying something less than acceptance or love or peace. And so we have to always recognize that our face really is often the translation of what's happening in our heart. Therefore, be friendly and attractive so that your faith in Christ can be expressed with grace and love. A friendly countenance says you're open to hearing a person's hurts and fears, that you're there to help. You're not easily frustrated because your focus is on serving and being served. Friendly faith is forever reaching out and sincerely seeking to understand other people's perspective. You see, I guess the question we need to look is this: Does our attitude portray being a friend of Christ or a friend of the world? Friendly face facilitates faith. Think about that. Friendly faith facilitates faith. Friendly faces facilitate faith as well. As a result, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says this: "Be ready to speak up and tell anyone who asks why you're living the way you are, and always be in the most utmost courtesy." Don't you love that? That scripture says that we're to be gracious men and women, that we're to live and to lead with utmost courtesy. I got to tell you, at times I have to check this up in my heart minute after minute after minute. So today, let me encourage you, go out there and lead with the utmost courtesy today and look and see how much better life will be. I'll see you tomorrow on Friday. And if you haven't already registered for one of our adult groups, make sure you go online or hit the app up this evening and register. If you'd like to be a part of Jenny and I and our group on Thursday night, make sure you send me a note because we got to have room for you. And I think we're almost full, but we meet at Norm and Jill Quadra's house. So you can just send me an email to chuck@sugarhill.church. And I look forward to seeing you then and already getting excited about this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye now.